the week's cases for the week ending August 15th, 2025, by Alma Naster, L.A. County Public Defender's Office. Protective orders barred where defendant not convicted of the charge. In June, I reported a case on this subject, Waltz, 112, Calat 5th, 127. Here's another court of appeal with the same result. A court is permitted to issue a protective order for 10 years barring any contact with a victim of enumerated crimes, Penal Code Section 136.2(i)(1). The previous version of Penal Code Section 136.2 said that the judge could consider issuing an order barring contact with, quote, the victim, close quote. In 2018, Penal Code Section 136.2 was amended to say that the court could consider issuing an order barring contact with, quote, a victim of the crime, close quote. The Court of Appeal concludes that the court can bar contact only for victims named in charges for which the defendant was convicted, quote, we hold that the language in Section 136.2, Subdivision I-1, authorizing the court to issue a protective order for a victim of the crime, means a victim of one of the enumerated crimes in the subdivision the defendant was convicted of committing, close quote. The judge here issued a protective order for a named victim for a charge on which the jury hung. Nope, quote, because the trial court issued a protective order for a person who is not a victim of a qualifying crime Pino was convicted of committing, we vacate the protective order, close quote. People versus Pena, B331827, 81325, CA 2nd, Division 7. Mitigation for military service need not relate to the charges. Penal Code Section 1170.91 requires judges to consider various conditions caused by military service as mitigating sentencing factors. The initial version of the statute was prospective only, but the statute was amended and now says that any veteran, quote, who may be suffering from sexual trauma, traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, substance abuse, or mental health problems as a result of the person's military service may petition for a recall of sentence to request resentencing if the circumstances of suffering from sexual trauma, traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, substance abuse, or mental health problems as a result of the person's military service was not considered as a factor in the mitigation at the time of sentencing, close quote. Penal Code Section 1170.91(b)(1). When a judge receives a petition seeking relief, the judge first makes an eligibility determination, quote, whether the petitioner may be suffering from a qualifying disorder from his military service and that circumstance was not considered as a mitigating factor at his original sentencing hearing, close quote. Penal Code Section 1170.91(b)(3). If the court finds eligibility, the court has discretion to resentence the defendant to a lower term. Penal Code Section 1170.91(b)(3). Quote, that decision is discretionary but not without limits. In deciding whether a defendant is suitable for resentencing, the court may not act in an arbitrary or capricious manner or rely on improper considerations. Rather, it must base its decision on an individualized assessment of the defendant, his offenses, and the public interest, close quote. See Penoso, 59 Calat 5th, 825 at 837. The AG here argues that the defense failed to show that the mental disorders he suffered as a result of military service were related to the crimes he was convicted of. This Court of Appeals says that, quote, resentencing under Section 1170.91 turns on whether the defendant's mental disorders are related to his military service, not whether those disorders were related to his criminal conduct, close quote. The Court of Appeal also finds that the trial court erred by refusing to consider the defendant's rehabilitative efforts in prison. Resentencing considerations include, quote, any pertinent circumstances which have arisen since the prior sentence was imposed, close quote. Yanaga, 58, Calat 5th, 619 at 625, quoting Dix, 53, Cal 3rd, 442 at 460. Denial of relief reversed. Peel versus Haiti, G063442, 812-25, CA 4th, Division 3. Another clearly wrong case saying that provocative act murder doesn't impute malice. Another Justice Egan special. The Cal Supreme's granted transfer issued Antonelli, 17 Cal 5th, 719, reversing two of Egan's opinions dealing with malice, and sent this back to Egan. Of course, the defense loses. How? This case arises in an SB 1437 context. SB 1437, codified in Penal Code Section 1170.95, now renumbered 1172.6, allows a defendant to challenge a prior murder conviction where the defendant wasn't the actual killer, didn't aid in the killing, or, quote, was not a major participant in the underlying felony and acted with reckless indifference to human life, close quote. The murder in Antonelli was prior to 2009. The Cal Supremes ruled in Antonelli that, quote, malice was not necessarily required on the part of the non-provocateur accomplice under the Provocative Act murder doctrine at the time of defendant's conviction, and that the jury instructions in any given case will generally inform the prima facie inquiry under Section 1172.6, close quote. So for murders committed before 2009, absent a jury finding that the defendant actually had malice, malice can't be imputed in a Provocative Act context. Yeagan wrote that the defendant was ineligible for SB 1437 relief because the record of conviction established that he was convicted as an actual provocateur who acted with personal malice. He further explained that the record showed that the defendant, quote, deliberately performed the criminal act with knowledge of the danger to and with conscious disregard for human life, close quote. Yeagan, of course, previously said that Provocative Act murder imputed malice, Johnson 221 Calap 4, 623 at 627. Yeagan was later forced to say that his use of imputed was inartful. What Yeagan does not address is my point, that Provocative Act murder was entirely abrogated by SB 1437. In footnote 7 in Antonelli, the Cal Supremes noted this point, but didn't resolve it. Yeagan, of course, doesn't discuss it. Field versus Cunningham, B323-640-723-25, CA 2nd, Division 6.